Welcome to Module 2, Video 1. In this module, we are going to begin to go over SIBO, small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. So let's look at why this is such an important topic. So to do so, we're going to look at some statistics. It has been estimated that 20% of the U.S. population has irritable bowel syndrome. So this is obviously a very, very common condition and a diagnosis of exclusion when other major things such as Crohn's disease or celiac disease or ulcerative colitis have been ruled out. So that makes SIBO very, very important. And we're going to show the strong link between SIBO and irritable bowel syndrome in a moment. Another reason, though, this is so important is because of the concept of autoimmunity. So it is seen in research that autoimmune disease occurs because of a triad of three things. We have a genetic predisposition to actually have that particular disease process. Then there is an environmental trigger, that epigenetic factor that turns on that gene, that expresses that gene. But what we see in the most recent research is there actually is a third component, intestinal permeability, that is the combination of a genetic predisposition, an environmental trigger, and intestinal permeability that actually leads to autoimmune disease. In fact, one study even showed that by returning intestinal permeability to normal, by reversing intestinal permeability, that we actually see autoimmune disease halting and regressing, meaning that autoimmune markers return to normal and symptoms are completely gone. And that's just by working with the intestinal permeability. That has nothing to do with even working with that epigenetic factor. Now, this is important in context of small intestinal bacteria overgrowth because small intestinal bacteria overgrowth is a major cause of intestinal permeability. And we're going to look at that later on in this course. So, since SIBO causes intestinal permeability, and intestinal permeability is a key factor in the diagnosing and the progression of autoimmunity, it's really important that we are addressing SIBO. And we see the CDC says that 8% of Americans have a diagnosed autoimmune condition. It is difficult to find data that's showing how many undiagnosed cases are out there, but it's estimated that there's over 322,000 undiagnosed cases of autoimmune lupus every year. So that's just one autoimmune condition. And we already mentioned how there's hundreds of different autoimmune conditions out there. So there's likely millions of cases of undiagnosed autoimmune conditions on top of the 8% of Americans that we know have autoimmunity. This is why SIBO is so important. So here we see that there's abnormal lactulose breath tests in 84% of IBS patients, according to this study. There's another similar study that showed abnormal lactulose breath tests in 74% of IBS patients. So the lactulose breath test is how we are diagnosing SIBO. So what we're seeing here in this particular study, that in 84% of people with irritable bowel syndrome, they, when tested using the test for small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, were positive. So 75% of improvement of IBS symptoms occurred after eradication of SIBO. So we can see by studies like this, and like I said, there are other studies, that SIBO is a major, major root cause of irritable bowel syndrome. So SIBO is defined as a condition where bacteria are seen in excess of in the small intestine. So it is normal to have some bacteria in the small intestine, but the small intestine is supposed to be relatively sterile in respect to the large intestine. So the North American Consensus is a group that gets together on a regular basis to kind of look at SIBO, define SIBO, and look at how we diagnose SIBO. And this is happening because SIBO is such a new disease, relatively speaking, in health and in diagnostic criteria. So right now we're saying that SIBO is clinically significant when bacterial counts in the jejunum exceed greater than 103 colony-forming units per milliliter. So that's really the definition of SIBO. And then we'll look later in this module as far as how to actually determine that based upon labs. So the next module we're going to do is pathogenesis of disease. So since SIBO is so common, since we're seeing such as a major cause of IBS and a major cause of intestinal permeability and therefore linked so strongly in autoimmunity, let's look at, and we will look at in the next video, how we actually get small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. See you then.